Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Lust Theory, so let's get started. Hey, it's me.
Met by silence, confusion raises.
Hey, anyone there?
Having not gotten a response, you push the door open.
What? They're not here?
Making sure you step in, confirming your suspicions.
Where'd they go? Did they head to Amy's party already? But why didn't they come and get me?
A thud from downstairs breaks your inner monologue.
Did they go downstairs?
Hurriedly, you run down the staircase, hoping to find the girls there. Coming up the last step, you look around, searching for any trace of them.
They're not here?
Hey.
Oh, hey, Jess. Have you seen Megan and Zoe? Forgot all about old Jess, right? We've been talking of Megan and Zoe so long that we forgot there were other people in the game.
No. Though I haven't been here long. So I'm probably not the one to ask.
Well, if you don't have a clue, who...
We went out a while ago.
Elizabeth comes closer, a glass of wine decorating her hand.
They did?
Yes. They looked like they were going to the party.
Oh, so they really did go without me.
You didn't know? When I asked Megan if you were going, she said you'll come later.
She did? This is new to me.
She said she notified you, I think.
Maybe she left a text. Let me check my... I left my phone upstairs. Anyway, thanks for telling me. I'll go get dressed.
Hey.
Yeah?
How about you stay? I still need to discuss something important.
Oh, with everything happening, I totally forgot about Elizabeth. But I promised the girls I'd go with them already.
But they left without you.
Ooh. That was just a misunderstanding. I'm sure they're waiting for me.
All right, then. If something happens, you know where to find me.
Okay.
Sparing Jessica a curtly nod, you bolt back upstairs.
If the day continues, I should talk to Elizabeth properly. I think it's better for all of us to go back to how we were. That way I can continue living without a clear conscience.
You proceed back to your room, hoping a notification will be blinking on your phone.
Huh? What was that?
Waiting for a moment, you observe the corridor.
Did I imagine it?
Your attention shifts to a piece of paper, taped on your door.
What's that?
You come closer, recognizing Megan's handwriting.
Hey, word, Amy. We checked in on you, but you were busy playing your game, and we didn't want to disturb you. When you get here, come find us right away. We've got a surprise for you. She left a note.
Grabbing it, you smile at the content.
Hey, we're at Amy's. We checked in on you, but you were busy playing your game and we didn't want to disturb you. When you get here, come find us right away. We've got a surprise for you.
Happiness instantly courses through you.
God, why can't I stop smiling? I'm just glad they're not pissed at me. And seeing this makes me certain our friendship is still solid.
Despite the content, your intrusive thoughts start sipping in.
Still, they didn't want to disturb me? Were they this considerate before? I'm not saying it's bad, it's just weird.
Deciding to shake off the unwelcome thoughts, you push a smile back on your lips.
Whatever, I'm done worrying about it. Can't wait to talk to them. Should really start getting ready. What's the time, anyway?
Running to your phone, you quickly check the time.
Shit!
Getting ready in a flash, you bolt out the door, heading straight to the party. Sweaty bodies press against you as you walk through the crowd.
Looks like the party's in full swing already. Hey, man. You made it!
Despite Taylor's annoying face being shoved in your face, your good mood is too solid to waver.
Sup, Taylor? What took you so long? The bees are buzzing. waiting to share some of that honey, if you know what I mean. Taylor, no one knows what you mean. Like, ever. What? Thought I was pretty clear. No, I got that. The ladies are the bees and the honey is our dicks. Really now? I'm not sure if he's joking. If it was like a metaphor, yep, I got it, Taylor, like, right away. Why'd you make me explain it then? But you know what? I'm too sober for you. Hell yeah, you are. Don't worry, I'll hook you up. Be right back. He does know I meant that as an insult, right?
Seeing the back of his head finally enables you to relax.
Thank God. I couldn't handle one more second of that.
Hey! Before you can react, Amy's warmth spreads across your back and you stay frozen in shock.
What took you so long?
Amy?
One and only.
You do know there are a lot of Amys in the world.
Are you telling me I'm not special?
That would be a lie, and a bad one at that.
Nice save. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. I asked around, but no one knew for sure if you were coming or not.
You asked around?
Well, yeah. Not that it mattered. I mean, it did, but not in the weird way.
Chill. I'm messing with you.
Why'd you make me go on like that? I sounded so lame.
Nah, it was cute.
Oh. Where's your drink? You being sober is too dangerous.
What? How?
Well, I most certainly am not. And that combination reeks trouble.
That it does! What, you think I'll take advantage of you or something? Think I'll have a wee look at what's in those knickers? Huh?
Of course not.
Huh?
Let's get you that drink.
Oh, yes. I'll go get good and pissed. Here we go. A beer for my best friend. Oh, Amy. Where have you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
Can't say the same. I watched you trying to dangle from that tree outside.
Seriously? Did you record it? Wait, you dangled from the tree? Yeah, man. Why? Because I wanted to? Forgot who I was talking to for a second. So, what were you two lovebirds talking about?
Lovebirds?
Uh-oh.
Who are you calling lovebirds? Him and me? Why would you... I mean...
Shit, Amy, you're turning red!
No, I'm not!
Taylor, quit messing with her. We're not like that. Oh, my bad. What were you guys doing then, and why isn't there a drink in your hand, Amy?
Well, I was about to get something for him and myself, but he already got him covered.
Aren't I awesome? Of all the words to describe you, don't know if I'd use that one.
Nice one.
Ha ha ha. Make fun. I'm too drunk to care. Oh, speaking of making fun of someone. Amy, you know that guy whose pants I dropped?
No.
No? That guy I came with? Tom?
Oh.
He's been looking for you.
He has. What does he want?
Beats me. Want me to take you to him?
I guess.
Let's go then. No time to waste. A lot of jars to go, though. If you know what I mean. Unfortunately, I do.
See you around.
Isn't that what causes the problem?
Guilt creeps up, knowing what she's about to go through.
Why would you let it happen to her again, Grim? I feel bad about not stopping her from going to Tom, but not like I can do much. And I really want to go talk to Megan and Zoe.
Yeah, not so fast.
Hello, stranger.
A hand slightly traces your shoulder, the voice letting you know to whom it belongs.
Ellie.
Funny seeing you here. You know, after avoiding me the whole day.
Sorry about that. With everything going on, I totally forgot about her.
About what? Making plans only to blow me off?
Yeah, that.
No biggie. Happens to me all the time.
Really?
I was being sarcastic.
Sorry.
And? What happened? Did I freak you out or something? I mean, it looked like you were too scared to even get yourself a beer.
I wasn't.
Why'd you send your friend to get it then?
He offered.
To help you out and avoid me?
No.
Well, that's how I see it.
Well, you see it wrong. I don't know who eyes you're seeing it from, but it's not your own. Sorry if I made you feel like shit. It really wasn't my intention. I just had a long, long day.
Sounds serious.
Not so much serious as exhausting.
Well, now I feel bad. I thought you were purposely avoiding me.
Sorry.
No, I should be apologizing.
So, are we both gonna continue apologizing, or are we gonna do something here?
See the point, honestly. But if you want to keep it going.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Figured.
Feeling the tension loosen, you relax.
So, care to explain what got you so busy today?
Honestly, no. It's been too much of a roller coaster, and I'd rather not think about it.
Fair point. Want to go somewhere more quiet and chill? I mean, I could help you relax. Maybe even apologize properly?
I bet the girls are watching right now. I don't want them getting the wrong idea. Especially Zoe, seeing how hurt she was this morning. Actually, I should go talk to my friends. Promised I'd hang out with them tonight.
Oh, he's still blowing me off? Well, guess I'll go chill alone. If you change your mind, I'll probably be in the garage.
Garage! I'll keep it in mind.
Slightly dejected, she proceeds towards the garage, confused with your dismissive behavior.
I don't know why I switched to an English accent. Hope she doesn't feel too bad about it, but sorry, Ellie, I have my priorities set.
Not wasting a second more. You go over to the girls.
He's coming over. He is? That was fast. I thought he'd talk with that Allie girl some more. It's Ellie. That was close. Quick! Change the subject. Why? Don't want him to think we were talking about him.
Oh no, here we go.
Did you see Taylor falling on his ass that side?
You mean after he climbed that tree?
Am I interrupting something?
The girls exchange glances before facing you.
On the contrary, we were just talking about you.
Megan!
Really?
No, Megan's just drunk and doesn't know what she...
You gotta excuse her. She's still uptight about the whole situation.
Zoe?
Meg?
Don't worry about it, Zoe. It's fine. I don't expect you to act normal around me just yet. I just hope you won't avoid me.
No, of course not. It's just that...
Aw, someone's embarrassed.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
Why, you? Hey, help me out here.
You do seem a bit embarrassed to me.
Not you too. This is mutiny. Mutiny, I tell you.
Unable to contain it any longer, you all erupt in laughter.
I think we all need some drinks.
I second that.
I'm friends with a bunch of alcoholics.
Oh, stop being a party pooper and let's go get wasted.
Hanging herself over both yours and Zoe's shoulders, Megan pulls you along towards the bar. And a few cups later.
And then...
Finish it already!
I can't! It's too funny!
You're so drunk already!
What happened?
You guys aren't sane, I swear!
Another one?
It takes a moment for all of you to catch a breath after the endless laughter.
I missed this.
What? Us hanging out?
But we hang out all the time, silly.
No, not that. Us laughing together.
Shocked by your random remark, the girls stay silent.
What's with the looks?
I didn't expect that.
Me neither. That was deep.
Still, he's right. Can't remember when was the last time I felt this relaxed.
Must be because we've been friends for so long. We don't notice the little things anymore.
For example, how you have a crush on him.
Megan!
The sooner we get over with, the sooner we can laugh about it.
But Megan, this was too soon.
Whatever, I'm drunk. Speaking of that...
You being drunk?
No. Zoe, did you think about what I suggested?
You know...
Yes. Nah.
I don't know. It's not really up to me.
Am I missing something?
Zoe and I were talking today.
Sounds harmless.
We're finished!
Sorry.
We have a surprise for you.
A surprise?
Zoe?
I'm down if you are. Don't want you feeling awkward or something.
Oh, please. You're my best friend. I'd do anything to help you.
Same, girl.
Can someone fill me in?
Come find us in about 10 minutes.
Why not just bring him along?
Zoe. We need to get ready first.
Oh.
Giggling among themselves, the girls bounce towards the stairs, leaving you by the bar, utterly confused.
What's happening right now? Almost seems like... No, stop it, Grim. Get your head out of the gutter. There's no way it can be that.
As per requested, you wait a couple of minutes before making your way upstairs. Disoriented, you look around the hall, searching for any trace of the girls.
All these shadow people, man. Where'd they go? Couldn't have they at least told me where they'd be?
Not wasting time, you begin your quest, checking all the rooms one by one.
This is the last one. They gotta be in here.
Pushing the door open. You're pleased when they open on the first try.
At least I don't have to stress about them being locked.
How are you so good at kissing?
Me? You're the one with the amazing tongue play.
You're making me blush.
Hey!
Finally aware of your presence, the girls gasp in surprise.
Hey! You're here!
Shit, you scared us! Close the door, quickly.
Too baffled to come up with valid questions. You just do as you're told.
What's wrong?
Yeah, you look spooked.
Well, where should I start?
Will you tell him, or should I?
How about we show him?
Naughty.
She goes in for the kiss, capturing Zoe's lips. Tracing her hand over Zoe's half-exposed behind, she sinks her fingers into Zoe's soft flesh, bringing her even closer.
Wow, Megan's really giving her all. I can't believe she'd do something like this for me. She's a really good friend.
I bet he's frozen in place right about now. I'll make him regret rejecting me with this.
You watch as the girls go at it with all they got, the space in your pants becoming tighter by the second.
What am I witnessing right now? Just shut up and watch. Are they for real? Yes, they're for real. It's like they're forgetting I rejected them both. Is this punishment?
What's wrong? You seem awfully quiet.
Yeah, don't you want to join?
Join?
Well, yeah.
Or are you more into watching?
Why are you doing... Why would you ask that question? I would have jumped into the game and slapped the main character in the mouth. Just shut the fuck up and say yes. What's the catch?
There is no catch. This is just so Zoe can move on faster.
Yeah, and since we don't want to make things weird, Megan's here too.
And that's for not making things weird?
It's only weird if you make it to be. Why does he keep questioning it?
Right.
Isn't this, like, the biggest fantasy of every man?
Yeah, exactly. Like, who writes this shit sometimes?
Which you're doing a marvelous job at, by the way.
Talking about ganging up on me.
So, what's it gonna be?
You don't want to piss him off.
Standing there?
Megan!
Are you joining the party?
I went to this day wishing to mend our relationship. If I join them, I can kiss...
Megan...
That sweet pussy.
Throwing all the principles out the window, you move closer to the bed.
Good choice. Zoe, why don't you show him what he won?
Sure thing.
Crawling on the bed, Zoe seductively positions herself, flashing her glistening pussy.
There.
Glistening, eh?
Like what you see?
Is that a trick question?
Wow, Zoe. Look at you being a little vixen.
Relishing in the compliments, Zoe gets into her role, swaying her hips.
So tempting.
She slaps Zoe's bare ass, making her yelp.
Ouch!
I'm sorry. Did that hurt? Let me kiss it better.
Grazing her lips over Zoe's skin, her hands explore its softness. Enjoying the slight trembles coming from Zoe with every touch.
How do they expect me to join in when they're all over each other?
Wait, Megan. You have to help him get ready.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't help myself. Where were we?
Both of them inch closer to you. As their eyes stay focused at the bulge on your pants.
I don't think there's much for us to do. He seems eager to start.
But his clothes have overstayed their welcome.
Having gotten the hint, Megan goes straight for your pants. While Zoe takes care of your shirt, in a matter of seconds, you're left standing in your birthday suit. With the girls taking their time, enjoying the view.
Zoe? Are you seeing this?
Oh, I am. But it still doesn't make it less unbelievable.
What? Where'd all the fire go?
Oh, don't worry about us.
Yeah, worry about yourself.
Not wasting time, Megan circles her fingers around your shaft. Excitement pumping through her veins.
Jesus, he's hard already. Really? Mm-hmm. Must have happened because of our little show.
Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
Come closer.
With her hand still safely positioned around your length, she leans closer to Zoe.
What's wrong? Are you really okay with this? You're asking now?
Shh. I have to check. I mean, I know you're doing this for me, but...
Not letting her continue, she crashes her lips against Zoe's, shutting her up momentarily.
Does that answer your question?
You're such a...
slut?
That's what I was gonna say!
Wouldn't be wrong, though.
Oh, shut up.
Can you fill me in? I mean, I feel pretty exposed right now, and you're just...
Megan will catch you up to speed. Won't you?
Oh, you bet.
She suddenly puts movement behind her fingers, sliding her hand up and down your entire length.
Shit! I must be dreaming. This shouldn't be happening after everything I've done today. But fuck, this is the best dream I had in a while. Okay, guys. This is the big scene. There's a lot of stuff that's gonna go down right here. So, let's do it when I'm more awake and can give you the full, you know, the whole thing. But yeah, this is both the girls. This is something that you guys wanted, and we had to work pretty hard to get to this point. So alright guys, we'll see you next time with more Lust Theory when the party continues. I'm out.